You're listening to Turn Zero Lists, a Legion 99 production presented by 6UP Supply. Hello, loyal Legion 99 listeners. Welcome to another episode of Turn Zero Lists brought to you by 6UP Supply. Visit 6UPSupply.com to see our entire line of premium gaming tools and accessories, including our latest product, Turn Zero Veto Tokens, in the style of everyone's favorite galactic card game. I'm your host, Keegan, and I'm joined this week by Rich O'Brien, also known as Codec on the Discord, for our Rebel List. Rich, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We're glad you're here. Before we jump into this awesome Rebel List, talk to me a little bit about your list building process. Do you think about balancing your skill, or do you just focus on things you want to play? What do you do?
Usually it's what I want to play. my favorite pieces tend to be Jedi, so I like to start there and then build out.
Okay.
And, you know, as a solid 2-2 kind of player, I feel like I can play a bunch of different lists and do pretty decently with them.
Awesome. That's a fair approach. Cool. So what's the basic concept of what you brought us today?
So I wanted to play Lando and I wanted to play Luke. Yep. Obviously the operative version, because that is the superior Luke. but I also wanted some Wookiees, because why nice. Not? So I call this list the Lando Luke fur blanket. and you know, I think it's got a little bit of everything that Rebels want to bring nowadays.
Okay. Also, this does look a little bit familiar to some games you and I have had recently.
Yeah, you might have actually seen a list very similar to this. We got Lando with vigilance and environmental gear. Okay. The e-gear not as necessary for him, but I think it helps when you need to get him into a position to crack off a range 3-shot at something.
I dig it.
The other piece it has is Op Luke with barrier, force push, and Jedi mind trick with seize the initiative. Seize is there to help him have an order when, you know, maybe I'm blasting off, maybe I'm using Lando's one pip, and I'd rather have Luke with an order on him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
R2-D2, because he's, you know, a Rebel list, and
right.
Why would you not bring R2-D2 with you? Fleet Troopers naked, Rebel Troopers naked, okay. And then two Rebel Troopers with the D20, their long-range gun, two snipers, and a Wookiee with the Bowcaster and Tenacity.
Awesome. That 10 activations brings us out to a nice, respectable bit of 6 points at 794. I like it. Any interesting trade-offs you made as you built this out? Anything that you considered and didn't end up going with?
Yeah, so taking the Bowcaster meant I wasn't taking a medic or other pieces to it. I was thinking about swapping that out for either Tenacity or... I enjoy situational awareness on my Luke at times, just to help prevent some of those jumping crits from far away that you didn't expect Luke to really be taking shots on.
Sure.
And it hurt a little to give up those, but that Bowcaster Wookiee with its pairs just really, it can make a big difference.
It's strong. It's definitely strong. Absolutely. One of the things that I personally have been debating on Wookiees these days, especially with the Bowcaster, is Tenacity versus Offensive Push. Can you talk to me why you went Tenacity instead of O-Push?
So it was really just kind of a coin flip. My thought process was that they're going to be cleaning up for Luke when he's disengaging with units or having units thrown back to them for them to charge into from Luke. You know, in that case, the Wookiees are probably going to take a damage, and they're probably going to want to get in there and add that extra die when they can.
Gotcha. Cool. Makes sense. All right. Great. Great setup for the list. This is like I said, folks, I have played against a pretty close version of this list. It is a strong threat in almost all areas. So talk to me about command cards. We've got Lando in there, which means we have contingencies, which means we absolutely have interesting command card choices. How'd you tackle that?
So the first thing that I really wanted to do was make sure that I was supporting Luke. And so doing that, I made sure that I took all 6 of his command cards. I think especially with his 3-pip, I am a Jedi, and his 1-pip, you can get a lot of different value, but maybe not every single game. Yep. But, you know, having them on the deck is always worth it in my book to me. That meant that the other pips that I was trading off for, or the other contingency cards that I was looking for, had to be a different mix of what would possibly get the most juice. Sure. And so I included Blast Off on that just in case I don't get a deployment that I like, or I need a chance to get R2 into the zone for the win against a list that I'm really not matching up well against. And then I also took Lando's 2-pip and Lando's 3-pip. I think Ace Up His Sleeve is just a bonkers combination with Op Luke.
Absolutely.
If you can get Luke in there with a free standby token, you know, Lando, Luke being able to swing potentially twice a turn, well, we already know how powerful that is with Son of Skywalker. This is
doing that twice,
you know,
in a game is
it's devastating. And even if he himself doesn't get the standby, but the Wookiees do, you know, you're taking a pretty good chunk of it. And, you know, maybe you're not in standby range, but you're in dodge range. And so getting a free dodge token is nothing to laugh at either. And then then Lando's 3-pip, you know, if I Am a Jedi is not going to be a card that you play in this game. And there are plenty of games where, you know, you're not going to be able to tap out your opponent's big focus piece. That helps, you know, line them up for your DL20s to get and your Wookiees to hit some targets with. So that's why I went with those.
Awesome. Great reasoning. For anyone who hasn't played with contingencies, especially contingencies 3, it is its own little mini game, figuring out what you want to fit and where. So that's that, I like that setup. Jumping over to the battle deck, what battle cards across objectives, conditions, and deployments do you think are absolute includes for this list?
So for me, the first thing that I like to do is determine what kind of deployments that I'm looking at. And for whenever I bring R2 along, I definitely want to have deployments that are going to be attainable, reachable via R2's movement speeds without a command card if I can. So Disarray, Battle Lines, Danger Close, and Hemmed In made it in. And those all have the added bonus of, well, Luke is in range 3 from the get-go. And that's a scary, scary prospect, especially when you pair him up with something like the Wookiees.
Yeah, that's solid. I like it. All right, so you did your deployments based on R2 and then the bonus for Luke. What about the other two?
So for the objectives, you know, I also like to make sure that I'm generally choosing objectives that R2 can break a tie on and that might force the enemy to come to me so that I can have Luke in a position where he can wait and be patient and do his Jedi thing to get in. So I went with key positions, intercept the transmissions, breakthrough, sabotage the moisture apparatus. The only one that I'm not as sold on is intercept, but I liked it more than the other objectives that I could possibly have to take there. You know, I don't want bomb and run. Staps do that better. I don't want payload. I don't want to have to stay near a bomb cart and monitor that, even though R2 could be off on his own, do whatever he's going to do.
Sure. I got to say, you sold this list as a Lando, Luke, and Wookiee focused list, but based off of deployments and objectives, I think this is R2 is the centerpiece here, and everyone else is supporting.
Well, it's a rebel list, and you know what I can always say about that is R2 is 45 points. That's only 5 more points than a regular rebel trooper. Yep. That's not much, and it's worth considering him in the objectives because when it comes down to it, Op Luke is not afraid to do any objective that you give him.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's a great outlook and great insight into kind of where your strengths on this list are. On conditions, anything auto include or anything that was an easy cut?
auto include limited viz. Even though I have more range than other lists, if I can shut down clones from doing the take that clan clearers until I'm already in, then I want that. I took clear conditions just so that, you know, there's no penalties against my rebel troopers if there aren't any, and fortified positions because, you know, it never hurts to be able to set up some heavy cover for the rebel troopers if the table isn't set up for it. And supply drop, you know, if you can get it back to tank, you know, you get one back to tank, it's worth it.
Yeah. Supply drop on any list that has a hero focus, I think is quite strong. All right. Great list. Great thought. I love the thoughtfulness in the command cards and the battle deck, along with the list. Setting up, bringing this thing, just as a quick review for folks who are thinking about it, this is our 10 activation Lando Operative Luke, single bowcaster Wookiee, naked fleet, naked rebel troopers, and then two rebel troopers with DLT 20, two sniper strike teams, and of course the hero of the rebellion, R2-D2. When you're setting up across the table, round one of a store tournament, what are you really hoping that you see across the table from you?
Probably other rebels or Empire.
Yeah.
You know, everybody knows what's going on with Empire. But generally because they don't have their own op Luke or their own big Jedi piece, it's easy for, I'd say easy. If I'm facing against a gun line, I have pretty good feeling about how I'm going to do, and how my rebel troopers are going to munch through, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. What do you really dread getting paired against?
Droids. Droids with tanks specifically. you know, I have had very bad run-ins with droids throughout my Legion career. There's just a lot of bodies over there, and you know, usually they have a Darth Maul or Dooku or just way too much on the side of threats for me to deal with. I hope with this list that the D20s and the Wookiees are able to deal with a little bit of that extra heft that the droids can throw at you.
Yeah, makes sense. Awesome. All right. Well, that finishes our list portion. You ready for the lightning round?
Kind of. Maybe.
All right.
I've been thinking of Star Wars knowledge, and I just...
You'll come up with something. Here we go. We're not to that point yet. What was your biggest hobby game or obsession before Legion?
Final Fantasy 14.
Ooh, good one. I like it. What's your favorite single activity besides actually playing Legion at events that have Legion?
Carrying Ed in a body bag? No. you know, getting to spend time with your friends is always a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, here's the one you're scared of. What's the most obscure piece of Star Wars trivia you know?
Luke Skywalker was originally Luke Starkiller.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. I know people might know Starkiller from the video games, but not necessarily know the association. So that's a good one. Real life events coming back. What's the next big one that you're going to?
Oh, I have not yet made plans, but I'm hoping that LVO 2022 is where I get back to going.
Nice. I'll definitely be there. I'm hoping to get one a little earlier if a good one shows up, but in my radius. But yeah, LVO 2022 is going to be off the hook, I think. at off the hook at Legion scale.
As off the hook as grown men playing with plastic miniatures can be, yeah.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, what are you drinking during the last two games of a four-game event when you're already eliminated for winning?
At the last LVO, I was drinking some rum and bourbon, one in one. So right. I'll probably continue that.
That's fair. That's a strong combo. All right. You ready for the big one?
Yeah, sure.
All right. You have to give up complaining about one thing for the rest of your Legion career. Do you choose A, your faction, B, your dice, or C, strength of schedule, margin of victory?
This one is not even a contest for me.
Okay.
It's strength of schedule, margin of victory. I usually don't ever complain about that because I never get far enough to need to complain about that. You know?
That's awesome. Awesome. Makes sense. All right. Thank you, Rich, so much. That was a great list and great answers. You got anything to plug or can you want to tell folks where to find you?
No. I don't want to tell anybody anything. You'll see me around. All right.
Yeah. If anyone, and I'll plug one thing for you. If anyone's looking for the prophet on the Legion Discord, that's what Rich has been known as the past. So. And finally, for our listeners, subscribe to the Legion 99 feed on your favorite podcast app for a unique list every week. Join us at the end of the month for our video episode featuring some great head-to-head turn zeros. Talk to you soon, everyone. Thanks for listening.